Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With Masterclass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With Masterclass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch Masterclass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from Masterclass to their lives. Masterclass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Take the North is presented by FanDuel Sportsbook. Make every moment more.
Guys, by now you've heard me talk about Collars & Co., makers of the dress collar polo. They've already sold over a million of these amazing shirts. Well, Collars & Co. just came out with the new Maverick Performance Blazer. This blazer is sharp and wrinkle-resistant, so you can travel anywhere with it. Just throw it in your bag and it will remain wrinkle-free. It even comes with security zip pockets, a sunglasses loop, and an optional pocket square. So visit collarsandco.com and use code TIKI for 20% off at collarsandco.com.
You know how fast NFL game days move. One big play and everything changes. That's why live betting on FanDuel is a game changer. With FanDuel, you can bet in real time while the game unfolds. Score just flipped? Jump on a new spread or live money line. That wide receiver's heating up? Bet the next touchdown score or total yards. Think that drive stalls in the red zone? Take a live field goal prop or fade the total. Live player props, team totals, drive results, updated spreads, next play markets, it's all there. It's fast, it's fun, and with FanDuel, your live bets move as quickly as the game does. So whether you're riding momentum or fading the hype, FanDuel puts you right in the middle of every moment. Visit FanDuel.com/sportsfan to download the app and bet the NFL live all season long.
Must be 21 plus and present in Virginia. First online real money wager only. $5 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Maybe we get in for a couple minutes here just on some of the flaws of Saturday's performance, because I do think it's worth acknowledging that this team, again, had 10 penalties for 105 yards in that football game. I think they were sloppy. They got off to a slow start offensively, which we said going into the game was something that they would want to avoid, because eventually these slow starts are going to catch up to you, and yet they went scoreless in the first half for the first time all season. Mm-hmm. There was some mess to that game. I one sequence that I was able to ask Ben Johnson about on Monday was the sequence before the 2-minute warning, where I think a lot of Bears fans who were sort of clinging to hope there were getting very frustrated at the time that was used leading up to the 2-minute warning, which then required them to kick the field goal that brought them within 7 points as the 2-minute warning arrived, which then prevented them from using the 2-minute warning as a friend in a timeout, and then necessitated the onside kick, which they miraculously recovered and then turned into a game time touchdown drive. But that sequence is one that you got to get cleaned up, because you're going to get bit by that if you're sloppy in those high leverage moments again. And so we had a chance to ask Ben about what exactly happened in that sequence. Here's some of what he said.
Well, yeah, I mean, I don't want to put our field goal unit in that situation to start with the clock running like that. So ideally, that third down throw is either past the sticks or it's clearly going to be out of bounds to where we're not having a running clock and we're forcing our field goal unit out there. And then I can do a better job communicating that we need to kick that thing as quickly as we possibly can. With that being said, you know, they're getting the K ball in there. At one point, that thing was fumbling around on the ground and the umpire stood over the ball for a longer period of time than I had hoped for. And so we weren't able to get the kickoff nearly as quickly as I had kind of foreseen in my head. And so a number of things happened there.
Studs, what were you thinking in that moment?
What the hell? Why didn't you kick it sooner? I remember I barely saw because after that happened, I was like, man, like that's it. They're cooked. I hadn't even considered the possibility of the onside kick. I stood up and I think I went to the bathroom and I came back out and the kick had already happened. And I was just looking at the pile and I was like, yeah. Oh crap, did we just get that? I thought it was really bad in the moment. And so it probably ended up being a little bit of a blessing.
Yeah, of course.
If they kick it deep, they probably kick it deep if they're on the front side of the 2-minute warning there, right? And so who knows what happened? The Packers have run the ball pretty well. So if they get a first down.
One first down.
It probably ended up being a blessing, but yeah, it's something that needs to be better. Absolutely.
This is the 2025 Bears where it's like every mistake seems to have a favorable twist of fate somewhere in it. And the Bears mismanaged the clock in the season opening loss to the Vikings where they didn't use the two-minute warning properly and Cairo Santos wasn't able to get the ball out of the end zone and it cost them, you know, in a game. And it was another costly mistake Saturday that didn't prove to be too costly. I also took note of the 10 penalties on Saturday night, 105 penalty yards in all. And I thought the four personal fouls were really representative of something to me because it was, you know, really from the opening kickoff when DeMarco Jackson decided to jump and crowd surf on a moving pile on a kickoff, you felt like this was a team that was overly juiced up and there's a huge environment there and you understand the electricity to it. But when we talked last week about this being the first experience for a lot of these guys in big games, part of that is this, it's being able to be jacked up and be really amped without becoming overly amped. And so it was the Jackson penalty. It was the first off Austin Booker personal foul. Later it was Jaquan Brisker with an unnecessary roughness hit. And it just felt like, man, they got to get this under wraps here before they get deeper into, you know, the final 2 weeks of the regular season and into the postseason. And Ben Johnson talked a little bit about that on Monday as well.
Yeah. I think that might've had something to do with it. And, you know, we talked about you get in these big games and you can get a little bit emotional because it's a division rival and you want to make an impact. And we don't want to shy away from that. We want to play aggressive and we want to be a very physical team, but at the same time, we can't hurt the team. And that happened a number of times and it's not okay. You know, those 15 yard penalties, they really add up. I think we ended up having four of them on the game. And, you know, I talk about Booker's, you know, against Jordan Love, and that's 100% a flag where he ends up getting concussed. And it's not what anybody wants. All right. But at the same time, that one is a more difficult one to coach just from a technique perspective because we're trying to go after the quarterback and it's a bang-bang play like that. All the other 15-yarders, as far as I'm concerned, those are all preventable and at times egregious. We can't do that.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With Masterclass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With Masterclass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch Masterclass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from Masterclass to their lives. Masterclass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Yeah, he's right. 100%. I agree with absolutely everything. I think he said it pretty well right there. That was the DeMarco Jackson one. It's just silly. It's like, dude, that's been out of the game for a while. You know, that's a rule they put in a while ago. You can't pile jump. You can't do that. And, you know, the Austin Booker one that knocked Jordan Love out of the game. Yeah, I think most people I've seen are all pretty much in agreement. That's just kind of unfortunate how it happened. You know, I don't think Booker did anything wrong. Jordan Love lowered his head a little bit. You know, it's sucks. It does. And it did change the game quite a bit. I mean, who knows what happens if Jordan Love plays the whole game, right? So yeah, the other ones just still, it was funny though. I'll admit this. Like, it's just, I was full me first two drives, man. I didn't care about the personal fouls on the first drive. I was just like, whatever, set the tone, get out of here with no points and it's not going to matter. And that's what happened. And then of course Bears ended up having the silly 4th-and-1 call and kind of, you know, went from there. But yeah, when you get into the playoffs, you can't have that. And, you know, you understand how amped up they were and how electric Soldier Field was and how amped up everyone was for that game. There has to be a aggression, I guess you could say. You have to be able to see through those moments and hey, you know, it's okay to be amped up, but you have to have it. There has to be a little bit of control in there, a little bit of a governor to be like, all right, you know, don't do something stupid. Don't jump on the pile when it's, come on, man. It can't happen.
Yeah. And look, like, you've heard me now for a while talk about how valuable these experiences are. No matter where the season ends up, the guys who are in them can carry these forward and be like, okay, now I've played in 3 big games. Now I've played in 2 playoff games, whatever it may be. You gain this experience and you gain this understanding of how to not only attack the week, but the emotions that come with game night. And I think probably some guys learned some lessons on Saturday night from that. Tremaine Edmonds on Monday spoke to the media, and he's a guy who has playoff experience. He went 4 times to the postseason with the Buffalo Bills. If you go through Tremaine's playoff history, you'll see some incredible, exhilarating wins and some absolute, like, heart-shattering losses, including obviously the most memorable one when the Bills and Chiefs were trading points down the closing stages of regulation and then into overtime, where the Bills lost without getting a chance to touch the football. And so I think Tremaine has a appreciation for what this playoff berth is that the Bears earned this past weekend. And he has an appreciation for what kind of focus they need to apply as they go forward. And so he talked a little bit on Monday about the validation of this accomplishment for the Bears, and then also tried to put a frame around it for where the Bears need to use it.
Yeah, I think it means a lot. you know, we play this game to just have a chance, right? You know, everybody talks about Super Bowl, but you got to be able to get into the dance first to even have Super Bowl talk. So, you know, being able to punch our ticket to even, you know, have a chance to bring that trophy home is something that, you know what I mean, it's very important to us. But, you know, even with that talk, don't get me wrong, it's a great accomplishment. But at the same time, we have two important games coming up that could really shape out, you know, how that'll even go in general. So I think our main focus is on, one, you know, this week, and then, you know, taking it 1 week at a time, because these are some important games, you know, even though that we already clinched that, but it's bigger things that we're trying to do, just as far as, you know, obviously placement and seeding and things like that. So we got to take it one day at a time, one game at a time, and, you know, see how everything plays out.
Studs, this is an important plot line for this week, because I do think that this team has been really good all year at resetting and refocusing, and we've talked about it almost every single week on this podcast. But I do think this is a very natural exhale point for the Bears, because they've had their first tangible accomplishment with this playoff berth achieved. And Ben Johnson's been very good already early in the week of reiterating, hey, we want to play that playoff game at home. Ideally, if we can get the top seed in the NFC, we can skip the wild card round and we can play our first playoff game at home in the divisional round. And that's a huge advantage. But as we sit here at the start of the week, I'm very worried about the Bears' ability to reset against a quality opponent in a primetime game coming off the emotions of last week. As we sit here right now, a few days before I have to file my prediction, I'm leaning towards picking the 49ers for that very reason, because I think in some ways it might be a beneficial loss for the Bears, you know, to kind of get that one final taste of, oh crap, this is how thin the margin for error is at this time of year. We'll see where the week goes, but that's certainly a concern in a holiday week after a huge accomplishment with a chance to kind of finally put your arms around something that you can hang on the wall and say division or a playoff team, you know, and now you got to try to chase a division championship in the top seed.
Yeah, there's a lot of potential for a letdown game. Getting that, and you know, 49ers are a pretty damn good team. They're playing really good. They're without their best player on defense, but their offense is, you know, still really lethal. They got probably the best running back in the game. Brock Purdy's playing pretty well. So yeah, you know, we'll talk about that as the week goes on. Yeah, there's definite potential for a letdown there, and so it might be it's valuable either way for them to go into this week and say, okay, how do we reset after? Because you're right, there is a really nice exhale. I think as a fan, you're sitting here, like I sit here more relaxed than I've been all season, knowing that they've got a playoff spot locked up.
Yeah,
you know.
Yeah.
And so it's. But you know, I'm just like, I don't play the games. I'm not a coach. Like, we can take the exhale and not have to worry about focusing on the next game. I just sit down and watch, you know. So yeah, this is a big week for their coaching staff and for these players to say, hey guys, look, this is great. But look, if we take care of business these next two, be the number one seed, and then we get a much needed week off.
This isn't just a game; it's a once in a generation event. The Harlem Globetrotters 100-year tour. Celebrate 100 years of high-flying dunks, 100 years of show-stopping moves, and 100 years of changing the game. Bring the whole family and be part of the legacy. This game is once in a century. Be there at Capital One Arena on March 7th. Go to harlemglobetrotters.com for your tickets to the 100-year tour.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. and 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.